All right, the last two that I have done. Okay, I'm back. The last two that I have done were like 30 seconds because I have been driving across the country for the past 2 days, and I finally got back. I got back from my trip to Georgia, and I am back. My brother is visiting with me, and I just got back from a run. Figured that I would do this, and here I am. Can you hear that? I am sitting here with a, what's it called? Hold on. Okay. All right. Sorry about that. It's been a whole minute and I've said nothing. I just drove around the country or across the country. It took me 2 days. And, you know, one thing about driving across the country that I was surprised about is that my whole life I have always hated like long distance driving, but I somehow pulled this off so easily. By the way, I'm wording that like anybody on earth likes driving for a long, you know, distance. Nobody likes that shit. Nobody likes driving forever. But man, I drove 11 hours a day for 2 days straight, back to back to back. Man, it was not fun. But the thing is, the thing about driving long distances is like, you can't wear yourself out too soon. Like it's a marathon. So it's better. Like if you don't think about things and don't have the music too loud and don't don't overexert yourself, and things will, it actually went by pretty well. One thing that I noticed about driving across the country is like how different cities don't have their own feel to it. Like they don't have their own culture. Like, you would think that like each city and each state has its own sort of, design and like how they do things, but that's not the case. Like it, because we have corporations that make up most of our restaurants here. We everything looks the same. Like Applebee's look pretty much the same everywhere you go, unless the city steps in and says that they have to build a building a certain way. But that's the one thing about like. That's the one thing about America is that like we have a lot of space, but like everything kind of looks so similar, and I think that kind of sucks. Thing is, like, how would you fix that? Because we don't like here in America, like we don't necessarily like participate in our community as much as we should. Like what, like we're more of like a, like we have like not like a national culture, national media, and all that stuff is for like is for hundreds of millions of people. And so like I'm not surprised that each different city doesn't have its own style, because we all sort of share the same style through the restaurants that we eat at, through the the music that we listen to. We all sort of share the same culture. But what if an architect that was born in Columbus, Ohio, only worked with other architects from Columbus, Ohio, and they designed the buildings there, and that's all they did, you know? Like, would that be better? I don't think that it would be, because you can't design everything. Like there's different designers and architects for different sort of buildings, like skyscrapers and homes and stuff like that. So I can kind of see how it's not really that possible for there to be that much creativity in small areas. Thing is, like, you really got to do that yourself. Like there should be more of like a choice with like with your home, as far as like how like your home looks, like how big your home looks, because like we we still custom build homes, and that's something that I think is very strange, because everything that we have, it seems like every human need is taken care of through being mass produced. Like, why aren't there like mass produced homes? Shouldn't there be mass produced? Like, I know there's like trailers, like double wide trailers and stuff like that. There's manufactured homes. They're out there, but they're not the norm, right? Like, thing is, like, I've had this like vision of this company that creates manufactured homes, where you basically you buy different like rooms, and they all connect to each other. And if you want to add on rooms, you just buy the separate rooms by themselves. You get it shipped to you, and then you have some guy connect it for you. Like I see it as like you could design how your home looks, like what color it is, like how the interior is, through some sort of website, and then they design it for you. But I don't know. I've thought about that a lot. I suck at doing this podcast. When am I going to get better? I don't know. Thing is, like, I lose, like, I'm not expressing myself. Like, I'm just filling up time. So stupid. I feel so dumb. I guess because I'm so tired. I'm still kind of like mentally exhausted from driving for 2 days. It was so boring. We stayed in a hotel in Columbus. What state was that? Missouri. Columbus, or no, Columbia, Missouri. It was on the side of the interstate. Cheap hotel room. I didn't care. I just wanted to sleep somewhere, and stayed the night. It smelled musty in there. It smelled like, crimes were committed in that room. It was one of those hotel rooms where they leave the air conditioning off. And so you walk in and everything just is just wet. There's everything is either wet or mildly moist. And everything in the hotel room had like a film on it. Some sort of like an oil or something like that. Like the room was sweating. Like the room's sebaceous glands were overactive that day. And the thing about the like hotel rooms is that I don't care how much I don't care about like how clean the microwave is. Well, like maybe a little bit, but I can't sleep. I couldn't sleep in those blankets. I could not. I slept on top of the bed. And like I took the comforter and I wrapped that around me. Man, that hotel was in the middle of nowhere. Cheap, smelled weird, musty. The shower, like it like clogged up, and I'm about to fall asleep. This is why I don't do these things late at night. I'm gonna cut this one short. I'm sorry. I can't help myself. I'm so tired. It's not even funny. I suck at this.